The scripture says that Simon, called Peter, and Andrew put down their nets and followed him immediately. John and James immediately stepped out of the boat and into a new life with Jesus. The passage is so simple and so clear, so direct. I envy that assuredness, that instant readiness to just get up and go to follow Jesus. Despite a lifelong interest in Christianity and a longing to find a spiritual home, it took me many years and many tries to put down my proverbial nets and accept the invitation into the life and work of Old South Church. But now that I'm here, I can't imagine my life without it, and so that is why I give. The reason I first started coming to this church is not summed up by the cross, which you are all facing at the moment. I came for the handbell choir, which I'm facing at the moment. I grew up in a family with very little interest in religion. We went to a Catholic church when I was very young, but I realized later that it was mainly to keep my grandparents happy. We stopped going when they passed away, even before I even got to my first communion, which, for those of you who are counting, is in the second grade. My next experience with religion was attending a Quaker school for middle school and high school. Our weekly meetings for worship consisted mainly of silent reflection, occasionally interrupted by a teacher or a more outgoing student standing up to share what was on their mind. I did like having time out of my week set aside for reflecting, but I didn't find it an especially spiritual experience. Left to my own devices in the silence of the meeting house, no matter how much I wanted to think about spirituality, my inner monologue eventually turned to running through lines for drama club or conjugating verbs in Spanish. That's not to say I was uninterested in spirituality. My soul was searching for something, but it just didn't really know what. Just that something was missing. I also knew that my parents had made up their mind that church was not for them and that I would need to find my own way. Fast forward to 2007, after 4 years of college and some time in the real world, I was at a friend's party and out of the corner of my ear, I heard someone say two magical words, handbell rehearsal. I had been an avid handbell musician in middle school and high school, but I found myself lacking in ringing opportunities after high school. So I whipped around excitedly and asked, "Where do you ring handbells?" This friend was a member of a community group here in Boston, which wasn't looking for members at the time, but her boyfriend was friend of Old South, Chad Parker, who was a passionate handbell ringer here for many years. "I'll have Chad hook you up at Old South," she said. But I told her with some trepidation in my voice that I didn't really go to church. But she assured me Old South would take anyone who wanted to ring. Put down your net, Stephanie. Put down your net, Stephanie, and follow. I didn't hear it. I just heard, "Put down your net and pick up some handbells." That was a step I was ready to take. So Peter and the Old South ringers made me feel right at home, and I loved ringing with them. As many of you know, the ringers are here once a month during the service. So for a while, I did come to church once a month, which was what I had deeply wanted, yet somehow I was blind to see this as an invitation to the church community. When I arrived, I thought with certainty that church was a place for a different kind of person, for people who knew their Bibles inside and out, or who could sing hymns from the heart, or had a personal relationship with Jesus, or passed their confirmation class, and I met none of these qualifications. So I figured handbells was as far in as I could go. Nobody ever made me feel unwelcome, quite the opposite, in fact, but I was still tangled up in my nets of doubt. But over time, I realized that I did love the music, but I also liked the message I was hearing. I started to think that these words of welcome might be directed at me too. And I liked what I was feeling, so I wanted more. The only problem was I thought I wasn't cut out to be a church person. And suddenly becoming one wasn't anything I thought my friends or my family would understand. I thought I needed a specific reason to go to church. So I started volunteering as an usher. That way I wasn't going to church, I was doing volunteer work. Put down your nets, Stephanie, put down your nets. Fill your hands with bulletins. I could do that. So eventually, once in a while, I concocted a reason to allow myself to come and just sit and worship. And so it was that on a stewardship Sunday in 2012, I was sitting in the chapel at first worship, and I received a pledge card in my bulletin. A minister gave us some time to prayerfully consider what we wanted to give to the church that season, and I did. Put down your nets, open your mind, open your wallet. So for the first time, I actually did. I sat and thought about what Old South meant to me. I couldn't tell you what the sermon was about or who preached it or what music we sang, but I can tell you that that year I made a pledge of $365. As I sat and reflected, I realized whether I had a reason or not, whether I had handbell rehearsal or not, Old South would be here 365 days of the year. And all I had to do was pick myself up and walk in. I knew that the Holy Spirit is present and working in the world 365 days of the year. I understood that to be the kind of person that Jesus calls us to be, I would need to work on myself 365 days of the year. So, $365. That was the first time I really understood that my soul had found a spiritual home. I can't tell you why then or there, but it started to click. When I placed my pledge up with all the others, I remember it felt really good. So as I have grown with the church, I realized that church wasn't as foreign a concept or place as I once thought. Church membership is a lot like handbell ringing. So here's a musical analogy, and I need my friends in the Old South Ringers to help me. So when I first started coming to church, to Old South, I felt like this G5 bell. I felt a little alone, kind of exposed, sort of sticking out. But the more time I spent in church, the more I became to see myself as part of a larger group of notes. I mean of people, larger group of people. And together in worship, I thought that things sounded a little bit more like this. Ringers, how about some suspended melloding? Isn't that nice? There's no one way to be a member of Old South Church or to be a person of God. The church has lots of little notes, different notes, big notes, high notes, low notes, marching to their own beat. And they're beautiful. So as the ringers up there could tell you, bell ringing takes a lot of people. It may be one instrument, but it takes many hands to play it. Like church, we have one guiding text, but it's full of a thousand stories and pieces of wisdom, and it needs all of us to do the work that it asks of us. So lastly, we're going to hear what it sounds like to put down your net and be part of this community when it is called to holy action. To me, what you're about to hear is the sound of voting to support an immigrant seeking sanctuary, of hosting an interfaith pride service each year, running Boston Warm to care for those without a safe place to be during a frozen winter, of being a place of healing for marathon runners, of securing $3 million to help those in need of capital purchase a home in this shockingly expensive city, and all the other wonderful work that this church does. When we put down our nets and do God's work, I think it sounds like this. Take it away. So, carry that joyful noise in your hearts. I know that this congregation will be here for me and will be here for you, whether you already put down your net decades ago, or if you decide to put down your net and follow us today, or a month from now, or if it takes you 5 years, like it took me. You give me something I cannot put into words, and so I had to put it into music. That is why I give. Thank you.